Very simple. The story came from the court, and court stories, you know, are credible. I mean, that's what happens. And then the second issue is simple, that $1 million, €300,000, and then, you know, quite a bit of sizable amount of CDs in one's home. Is the home a bank? I mean, you know, I thought, you know, it is important for the people of Ghana to know what happened in court that day. And especially, I think, you know, it is also in the interest of the President of the Republic of Ghana and his government to know that all may not be well with the ministers, you know. The current, it's a friend, as a matter of fact. I mean, I'm a liberal Democrat, and, you know, I happen to share his thoughts and governance. But for the past 8 years, there haven't been many changes in his administration. So, I, in my opinion, it's good that this story comes out for him to reflect and decide whether or not it is time for changes. Because when people remain at a particular place for quite a time, they become too comfortable and tend not to, you know, follow the rules and regulations of this country. So I thought the president ought to know and ought to sit down and reflect and put his foot down, because things are not what it should be.
Based on that, how do you assess the president's response in his acceptance letter of her resignation?
Well, in that case, I think, you know, he has worked with her for quite some time and maybe decided to, you know, pat her on the back for the number of years he has served. But I think the content, you know, could have been amended a bit.
Which part?
That, you know, praising her for, you know, all that he has done and that sort of thing. I think, you know, the praise should have been mellowed a bit because of the circumstances under which she resigned.
Okay, now, I mean, listening to you, Ebukwansa, I mean, you talked about the fact that you wanted people to know what is happening and also get the president to take a second look. Do I get the impression that, you know, even with this story, there are a lot of discussions as to whether or not the story should be published or dropped?
Oh, please, as for the story, I don't have any reservations at all about it. I think that, you know, it ought to be published in the first place. It is not even our own investigative exercise or something that you could say, oh, this matter is a bit, but this is in court. It's an open court that, you know, all media, everybody has access to court proceedings. If he had not, if Chronicle had not published, maybe another newspaper might have chance on it and published. And I think, secondly, it is a story that ought to be told. If it's true that all these quantum of monies have been found in the minister's house. In any case, if the minister didn't want people to know, he would not have gone to open court.
Okay.
That's a point. We're joined by Shamima Muslim as well, Development, Communication, Gender and Inclusion Trainer and Convener of ALMA. Shamima, always a pleasure to have you. How are you doing?
Oh, Kojo, Winsing, everybody. Mama V, good morning. Uncle Ebo.
Yes. It's been a long time.
Very much so.
Yes. Uncle Ebo. Yeah, Uncle Ebo, in continuing, you said that as much as you share the president's view, there hasn't been a lot of reshuffle over the period, and so you felt this would offer the president a chance to take a second look at his appointees? Hello, Ebukansa.
Hello?
Hello, Ebukansa. Yeah, can you hear me?
Is the question addressed to me?
Yes, it's addressed to you.
Oh, yeah, sure. Sure. I believe that, as I'm saying, the ministers are getting too comfortable in their zone. You know, a number of them, I must say, a number of them are my friends. I mean, because we share the same political thought. I'm a liberal Democrat, and you know. And secondly, I was in exile when the Rawlings came to power. Quite a number of them were in exile with me. They are my friends, colleagues, that sort of thing. But I think that, you know, a lot of them are, you know, were not very responsive to issues. I mean, you sometimes it baffles me that I sitting here, you know, and they be my friends. Sometimes these days when I call them, most of them don't respond. And I think if I call a minister, if an editor called the minister and he will respond, how responsive will he or she be with ordinary people of Ghana?
Okay.
So I think these issues need to come out for they themselves, the ministers, to re-examine the way they are conducting affairs of state. And for everybody to know what is happening and they themselves put everything in order and stop behaving as if they are above the ordinary Ghanaian.
When you say they've become too comfortable, I want to understand, what do you mean by they've become too comfortable?
Well, what I mean is that it looks like they think, you know, there's no pressure on them. That's what I mean by being comfortable. There's not much pressure on them to do or not to do certain things.
And you think that some of this is also because of how the president has handled his appointments over the period?
Yeah, because he has not changed them a lot. You know, they think they are comfortable. They can be there. You know, the president won't change them. So, you know, nobody is going to, you know, bring any pressure on them. And I think, you know, this issue should make them sit up again.
Uncle Ebo, you mentioned a bit about the Rawlings era and your description of the ministers, some of the ministers getting too comfortable. Does this remind you of, you know, events in the past?
Oh, quite a number of them. I mean, at least it reminds me of when there's some money in the house. You remember the two policemen who were alleged to have stolen so much from the chairman of the NDC at the time, Mr. Obede Samuel's house. It yeah. reminds me of that. And it also reminds me of the whole coup scenario, you know, because Jerry Rawlings, in his coup statement, said that, you know, the government was not responsive to the people of Ghana, and things have gone astray. And, from my point of view, if you don't take care, things might go astray as well.
Right. Well, there's so much more we want to ask you, but I want to bring in the others into the conversation as well. Manasseh and Shamima, I'll start with you, Manasseh. We've mentioned the president's response. Much has been said of this. The suggestion is that somehow by, you know, pre-exonerating her, as he appears to have done, it might end up prejudicing, you know, processes that ought to impartially look into these events. Do you think it could also affect how the media reports the story going forward, the president's comments?
No, I don't think it should affect how the media reports it going forward, because the president doesn't have much credibility when it comes to these matters of corruption and the fight against corruption and his commitment. So even if he came out to say that the woman, Cecilia Abinadapa, was not guilty or anything, I don't think that should affect us, because he's the critical media or the media or journalists who matter don't attach much or any weight to such pronouncements. Remember, this is the same president who came out to say Wuntumi's company wasn't involved in Galamsey and all manner of things. Having said that, I'm privy to what went on before that resignation was tendered. And the information I have is that the president was away in Rome when the news broke. And so one evening he called his entourage and asked what was happening back home. And I'm told they gave him all the briefing. And the information I have is that he got very angry and said, Cecilia Abinadapa shouldn't be disgracing his government this way. And further calls were made to Ghana. And by Friday morning, Saturday morning, the information I had was that the president had decided to sack her when he returned, I think on Monday or Tuesday. But later in the day, he changed his mind and instructed the chief of staff to call her and ask her to tender in her resignation. Failure to do so, she will be fired. This is information I have from sources that were with the president in Rome when this issue was happening. And then we know that later that day, the minister tendered in her resignation. So from insider sources, the president did not support this action. The president was outraged. The president was responsible for the resignation we saw, because if you watch the statement from Cecilia Abinadapa that Saturday morning, there wasn't any indication that she wanted to leave her position. So her resignation could not have been from a matter of principle or somebody who thought she obviously had to go. So on that score, I give credit to the president for asking her to step aside. But the problem here has to do with how the wording of the acceptance letter was. And I even find it problematic, the resignation letter. It was worded. I think the penultimate paragraph, or not, yes, the very last paragraph said, "I thank you, my dear," then, comma, "Mr. President." I think those of us who are even in this street, common WhatsApp messages, if you are texting a lady with such words, or "my dear," or a lady texting a guy, "my dear," it connotes something. And I don't think this was the right wording for such a serious issue. And again, the president trying to vouch for the person's integrity and almost saying that, "I know you'll come out clean," I think is problematic and can prejudice the trial. And even now that the attorney general is stepping in, and we know the attorney general is the president's appointee, and we have a similar issue in the past, that the president made a comment in 2017 that if you go online, you realize that the Ghana Integrity Initiative even condemned it. And I'm talking about when we Joy FM and the multimedia group did an investigation titled "Robbing the Assemblies" and exposed wrongdoings in the JustCon group. The president visited the group and said to the JustCon boss that, "I know when you are in the helm of affairs, or if you're in the, when you're in the forefront, these things come, but you, I know you can deal with them." The Ghana Integrity Initiative said such comments did not help the investigation that had started, and so they expressed concerns. True to their words, the investigation was completed. Very damning findings were made by the CID, and I supported the CID in the investigation, so I know what the docket they sent to the Attorney General's department. If anybody in that department said there wasn't evidence to prosecute, I will call that person a liar. But nothing came out of it. So if you have the same president trying to again say that somebody, "I know you are," virtually saying, "I know you are innocent, because I know your integrity and everything," I won't be surprised that those who would want to pursue this case may be thinking twice if the president is vouching for her integrity. Then but Manasseh, we should be careful not to, again, try to do something that would disgrace or undermine the president.
Right, so Manasseh, knowing what you know with the background, where you say that the president was responsible for Cecilia Adapa's resignation, do you think that the acceptance letter was indeed from Mr. President?
We are not told that it was from, it wasn't, we are not told that that letter was from Bedia Tuo or Eugene Ahi or someone. We are told that it was from the president. And so if the wording was wrong, the president must take responsibility for it because he signed that letter. And I don't think we have a president who is a lawyer. We were told an astute human rights lawyer, but some of us who grew up very late and are experiencing his presidency cannot vouch for those credentials. But as a lawyer, I don't think he will sign a letter without reading it. And I don't think if he didn't agree with those words, he would have put his signature beneath them. So until something else is proven, and in this country, strange things do happen. We are told that charge sheets and the facts in there can even change and they are not correct and all of that. But as we stand, those are the president's words. His signature is beneath those words. And I cannot have any reason to say he didn't utter them.
Yeah,